The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, Giant fans. You know who we are. No intros, no music. I just want to get right into it. Chris, I went to bed last night and I...
How'd you feel?
I slept soundly because I was expecting it. And even up 21-10, I was expecting it still. When I woke up this morning, I was thoroughly embarrassed. And there's so much to unravel in this game. It's to lose the way they did. It's just a whole new way because it's a complete and utter collapse. And this isn't 2009, 2010, 2011, 2012 when they're a good team that's doing it. Giants aren't talented, but the Eagles are going to be one of the worst division winners in the history of football. And we had a shot last night and we completely and utterly collapsed again. And before I kick it over to you, I just want to say, guys, at 21-10 with 5 minutes to go, and maybe I'll do this next time. I got to shut my phone off because the text messages and Twitter messages I got, like, oh, we got him. We got him. Can't believe it. We're going to do it. It's like, guys, shut the hell up. Until that buzzer sounds, we talked about it against the Ravens. The Eagles don't stop coming. They don't stop coming at you. Yeah. And when they completed that 59-yard bomb, I think every Giant fan in the world said, oh, we're done. Chris?
Well, look, I saw their game last week against the Ravens. And like you just said, Jerry, they keep coming. Yep. These guys don't stop. Yep. And they came back and they were within a two-point conversion of tying that Ravens game last week after being down big. And the Giants are not the Ravens, right?
No, they're not.
So it was 21-10. I saw that on Twitter too. I saw some people, oh, it's over, it's done. Like they just landed from another planet and never seen a Giants-Eagles games at the link before,
Right.
You know what, Jerry, it was strange. When it was 21-10, I was feeling good, dude.
I know, but everyone's got to stay quiet. Right, I agree.
Notice I wasn't saying on Twitter, I'll put anything on Twitter like, oh yeah, we're looking good, we got this one. No.
I agree with you. I was feeling okay too, but go ahead.
I was feeling good. And then when Ryan Lewis gave up that deep ball to Hightower, that it gave the whole Eagles team life.
Yep.
Ryan Lewis, for some reason, looking in a backfield and not sticking with his man. It was a shell coverage. He had man. Love was over the top. It's not Love's fault. It wasn't a cover two. He dropped him over to Love. He had he had man there. With a little shell over, and he lost him. And that gave the Eagles life.
And right? I think the defense in that play is keep him in front of you. Don't give up the deep ball. I mean, and this, God, I don't want to use the word, but we are just so dumb. I'm sorry, man. Yep. I'm sorry. There's so many dumb aspects to this. It's not just failed execution. It's stupidity. Go ahead.
No, you're right, dude. You got it. Yeah, you're
right. Yeah, no, I mean, it's that, right? It's the Corey Ballantyne not being aware on a punt that no one's in front of you. You got to be kidding me. Judge is a special teams coach, so it must have driven him nuts. You have the punter trying to get Corey Ballantyne's attention. You could see it. He's moving his left arm like, Corey, no one in front of you. And to just take off.
I don't know if you looked at Twitter, Joe. I just put that on Twitter.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's insanity. And then Corey Ballantyne, the penalty at the end, and who the hell's number 45 committing penalties up and down the field? Like, holy cow, so much to unwrap, buddy. Wow. I don't even know where to start.
It's like it just goes to show you how much this roster needs to be upgraded in talent. Okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you can't blame, look, the defense, again, right?
Right.
It wasn't like, look, it wasn't like Graham was calling zero blitzes and like, why are we gambling here? There was shells over the top, right? You know?
Yep.
And guys are getting beat underneath because they're looking in backfields.
Yep.
Right?
Inexcusable.
Richard Rodgers running free in the secondary.
The guy you pointed out, and that's why I tweeted, you called it, you said it, Zach Ertz, Goddard, doesn't matter. This guy, here he is, Rodgers. Go ahead.
You know, when you look at the film, you see what they do. And the Eagles did nothing different last night than what they did last week against the Ravens. Nothing.
Yep.
So Rodgers hurt them. Yeah. And of course, you know, they didn't get the one stop. They made it 21-16. They seemed to be pretty good at stopping two pointers, though, right?
Yeah, somehow.
And then it's still 21-16. Jones has got the ball in his hands. And obviously, they run the ball well. Goldman, Deion Lewis. And then 3rd and 7, hey, Jerry, no conservative crap there. They went for the kill, brother.
They did.
They got the right matchup. Ingram is man. He does a little inside release. He's beating his man. Jones puts it right there and drop.
Perfect.
Eagles get the ball back.
Perfect pass.
Eagles, right. Eagles get the ball back, and you just knew it was over. We were in trouble. No question about it, right?
Yep.
I mean, look, Jerry, I wrote this article a couple issues ago about learning how to win. And, you know, Judge always says, oh, there's no really such thing you got to execute. Well, this is what we're talking about. Teams that know how to win, they execute. The Giants just don't. Right?
Yep.
You look at that play in the first quarter you just mentioned. Okay, we're down 7-0. Judge looks like he's going to go for it. And 4th and 3, decides to he changes his mind. Okay. The Eagles are in total disarray.
And that's why it's not coaching, right? Because he changed it, and you thought, man, this is genius. I said, this was planned. He's got Corey Ballantyne wide open up top.
Well, you know, the Eagles didn't know what was going on. They couldn't get off the field. Guys didn't know what was going on. Corey is all alone. Dixon's pointing at the sideline and at him like, you want me to throw it to him? You want me to throw? Like, he's trying to get Corey's attention, too. Corey's just focused on the snap. You know? You know, just like you just said. Football intelligence. The Giants, so many guys lack it on this team.
It's incredible. And, I mean, it's almost like, Corey, do you have any peripheral vision? There's no one across from you. Dixon could have underhanded that ball, and it probably would have gone for a touchdown still. I saw that play, and you think, oh, my God, we're a bad football team.
You could just sense the frustration, Judge. I asked him
after
the game about it.
Yep,
you know?
Yep.
And he just said, well, you know, we got to look at it. We got to go over that, what happened there. You know, Judge is not going to throw anybody under the bus. But very rarely when you ask Coach Judge a question, he kind of gets that little like, oh, more, you know?
Yeah.
I kind of sensed it last time when I asked him. Not at me. Just like, I don't know what the F he was, you know, one of those things that he was thinking, you know? But he's not going to show too much, Judge. He's not going to show up his players, you know, at all, you know?
Right.
Look, Jerry, the Dallas game, the defense allows a drive down the field to a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
They lose.
Yep.
The Redskin game, they allow a drive down the field to a backup quarterback. If they convert the two-pointer, they lose.
Yep.
Okay? They didn't. I get that, but you still allowed the drive, right? Yep. They should have took the tie and went to overtime, right?
Yep.
This week, they're up 21-10, six-plus minutes. The defense put Ingram aside for a second. The defense still allows two drives down the field, right?
Yep.
They lose the game. The Giants have a little shot at the end, you know, no timeouts, not much of a chance, but they still had a little shot. What happens? Brandon Graham gets a strip sack. They make a play. Eagles win. See the difference?
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe Jabril Peppers allowed a pass like that to what? I think he's 5'6", the running back. It's just... we fail at every aspect, right? Like, you're just waiting for someone to step up and make a play. And you put it on Twitter last night, like, there was a 15-yard penalty on Kelsey that pushed him back to the 18.
Yep.
And they score anyway with ease.
The next play.
Yeah, it's just... where this organization is right now, it's embarrassing. Like, I'm with you. I believe Judge is the guy. And I almost felt bad for him after the game. He looked bewildered talking to you guys. Almost like if you could just read his mind, like, I cannot believe what the hell just happened. Like, hey, Joe, you're in for you know, you better get used to this because this is what happens against the Eagles, right? Like, his family's celebrating, his kids are happy, and you see the kid, it's like, oh, please don't show this. And, yeah, it's just, I feel for him because he doesn't have the talent, and we cannot win. We just don't know how to win.
And the defense, you know, they flash at times. They play well at times, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it seems like, Jerry, every week, it seems like they come out and the team goes down the field. They move the ball on them. Then Graham changes some things up, right?
Yeah, exactly.
They play better.
Yeah.
And then when in crunch time, they can't get stops.
It's amazing, isn't it?
I mean, this is what we're seeing every week, right?
Yeah. It's almost like erase the first and last drives and maybe we can win some games.
I mean, Jabril Peppers, you know, his technique, I mean, you know, he picks up Scott out of the backfield and he's got his back to Wentz. It wasn't the worst coverage. It was a great throw by Wentz and a nice catch, but you got to have better technique in that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
He's just like Landon Collins, man. He's Landon Collins light.
With less expensive, right.
Collins. He's up at the box. He'll make some plays all over the field, but he's not good in coverage. He's not good in coverage. All right? You know, Ryan Lewis last night, finally, you know, he got away with some things the first few games. He got exposed last night. Key situation.
Yeah, down to earth now. Yep.
You know?
Yep.
The last two drives, nobody could get that big sack.
Right.
Or that turnover.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, this is what winning teams do, Jerry. Not that the Eagles are winning teams here, but they did come up with that strip sack like Graham did in the Super Bowl, right, when they needed it, right?
Yep.
You know, the Eagles have been a winning organization the last years. They know how to win still a little bit. Even though they're all messed up and even though they're 2-4-1 now and all that crap, you know.
And this will propel them, by the way.
If they get healthy, I expect them to win the division now with Dak out.
I know.
And all the injuries the Cowboys have up front. But it's going to be ugly. You're probably a 6-win division win, you know, a 6 or 7 tops. But anyway, forget about that for now. So, yeah, look, it's frustrating. Look, let's get on Evan Engram a second.
Mm-hmm.
I've defended him, Jerry.
So and Chris, to be fair, we both have.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't want to bring you into this mess.
Buddy, we're in this together.
So we've defended him. And there's no question he's got a load of talent. But that speed and all that stuff, you have to bring that on the field and you have to make yourself an all-around football player. And I think the ship has finally sailed on Evan Engram. The first interception by Jones, it was a little zip on it. He threw that ball a little hard, but then you look at the replay. Engram takes his eye. He's looking at the Mike linebacker.
Yeah.
And him taking his eyes off the ball, boom, ball goes off his hands.
Yep.
It is, right?
Yep. And first, I'm with you. I blamed Jones because I thought, man, he threw it 100 miles an hour. But then you see Engram look at the mic, like you said. There you go.
And,
there it is.
And look, it was a hard throw and all that. But it's something he could have come down with, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And obviously, the last play, we've seen the drops before with Evan. And then the key drop last night. And you say to yourself, okay, it's time to move on from Evan Engram. Right? I know. Look, a lot of people, they've been asking for this for like a year and a half, right?
Yeah. And this just validates everything. But, you know, we've said, like, let's give this kid a chance. Get him the ball. They're still not getting the ball. And they started to last night. It's like, they're starting to use Engram. Yeah. And it's almost like he let us down. Like, wow, we've been sticking up for you for so long, Evan. And that's why I said, I can't defend this guy anymore. And for those of you saying trade him, guys, I don't know what you think you're going to get back if they trade him, if Mara lets Gettleman do anything right now, if they trade him and if you think you're getting a third or higher, I think you're out of your mind. I don't think any team, if they do, thank you. I don't think anyone's going to give a third for Evan Engram right now.
No, I don't see that.
No.
And it's at the point now where, hey, Evan, if he moves on somewhere else, which he will, he's not going to get a second contract here, Jerry.
No, done.
And if he does flourish somewhere else, well, God bless you, because you know what? You got opportunities here, and it didn't work out.
It's like now we've tried everything, Evan. It's just not working.
Right. That's where we're at with Engram. Like, it's at the point where, okay, if you go to, you know, whatever team and you play really well and you turn into something that we thought you were going to come be here, okay, God bless you, because you know what? We gave you a chance here.
I was going to say, I'll be saying the same thing my dad used to. He stunk as a Giant.
Right. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, he's a mediocre blocking tight end. At times, he showed like he might be improving.
Yeah.
And what happens, Jerry goes right back to being mediocre, right?
Yep.
He's not as good route runner. He's got exceptional speed. We all know the athleticism, but it's just not there, Jerry. It's just not developing. It's 4 years now. The injuries has been an issue, and it's time to move on. Even I admit it now. I didn't want to give up on a kid, but you look at last night again, and you say to yourself, you say to yourself, Jerry, it's just not happening, right?
Yep.
It's just not happening.
And Jones put that ball absolutely perfect. It was a great play call. You can't blame Garrett. You blame one guy. I mean, that other than Jones handing it to him, I don't know what else he could have done. That there was no one in front of him. It wasn't like he was looking up at a safety. He just catch that ball, and the game is over. And there's no more opportunities for the kid. And anybody who questioned drafting him over Ryan Ramczyk, well, you're validated, because we should have got. I think that was the draft, right? Ramczyk was the pick taken behind him. Anyway, that's where we are. That's where we are with Evan Engram. Another guy, Chris. Chris, you there? Chris? I think we lost Chris.
Oh, Jerry, you there?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, bud. Go ahead.
Sorry. Someone else I wanted to talk about. Tate made a great play last night, mm-hmm. right? And he punched the goalpost, which buffoons like me love because it reminded me of Isaac Ahim. I'm like, revenge, here we go. But then that was it. One catch, 39 yards, and a touchdown. It's such a weird time with Tate and the Giants right now. I don't know what to make of him, because we think he's checked out. He goes down all the time. Even on the kickoff return last night, like he could have cut it back inside a bit. Oh, by the way, you're talking about Jabril Peppers before. Two fair catches that were horrific. I mean, there's no one near him. He could have at least gotten 5-10 yards on those. But anyway, back to Tate. I don't know what to make of him, Chris. He makes a good play like that and then doesn't get the ball again. And I don't know. Maybe I'm looking too much into it.
But it hasn't worked out with Tate.
Yeah.
And I forget who reported that they're going to be looking to move him between now and Thanksgiving. Listen to me. Between now and Halloween, you know?
What are they going to get?
The trade deadline. Well, I think it's going to be at the point now we'll take a six, if they even get it, Jerry, you know?
Yeah.
But it's time to move on maybe from Golden. They supposedly he's on the Giants are looking to move him.
Yeah.
All right. Look, obviously it's going to be less targets with him, but he just hasn't worked out either. I mean, with Shep back, you know, it's going to be less targets for him, but he's not being targeted much anyway, Jerry, you know?
Right.
Now the plus side of that, Shep comes back and looks really good. You see what a difference it is when he's back in the offense. Right?
You said it last night. You tweeted it. What a great route on that. I think it was a third down play.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what Shep does, you know. And that was a nice little route on a touchdown, too.
Yeah, it was. Yep.
Great play design by Garrett. You know, you got to give – listen, I know people want to destroy everything Garrett does, but we say like it is here, man.
Yeah.
It was a nice little play design, right? A full Slay picked him up late, and he was late getting over there, and Shep beat him, you know.
Yep.
And, you know, but you see, when Shep plays, what a difference it is, man.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. It's like a functioning offense, functioning passing game.
Yeah. And look, I thought Daniel Jones played a good game, Jerry.
Can't blame him, right?
Made some nice throws, got some time at times, and obviously the legs, right?
Yeah.
It was so funny, Jerry. You saw one of my tweets this week, one of my videos, of Brandon Graham, how well he contains.
Yeah, I know, right.
And what does Jones do? He gets Brandon Graham, who collapsed on that zone read.
Yep.
And look, the zone read we don't want him doing it 3-4 times. We don't want him taking hits, right, Jerry?
Right.
But it has to be part of the arsenal. There's no question about it. You see how fast Jones ran in the open field, and obviously we know what happened. He falls forward at the end, and it kind of looked stupid. We know that, but it was an 80-yard play.
That's the thing that gets lost. Like, it looked so bad falling, but it was still an 80-yard run. It was the longest run by a Giants quarterback in history. I was trying to think of the last run that was longer than that. I kept going back to Tiki Barber's 95-yarder. Like, I couldn't think of any other run that the Giants had that was 80 or more since then. I mean, it was insane. And like you said, it could have just gone 8 more and you got this touchdown. They scored anyway on that drive, which I think softened the blow of that as well. I mean, some people were saying, oh, this is the butt fumble. I'm like, you're an idiot, guys. Whoever says that is that. That's so ridiculous. It was an 80-yard gain. But, you know, he's basically running too fast for his legs. So.
No, listen, we've seen that happen with athletes. I mean, that's happened before. Jerry, before we went on, we started the podcast, you mentioned a great play with Steve Young with that famous play. He stumbled into the end zone.
Right, remember? Right. He made all these guys miss, and then he tripped into the end zone. Right, yeah.
Right. So, I mean, when I, look, it looks stupid. We all know that, but it does happen. Yeah. I've seen that happen with football players, and I've seen it happen with athletes. But they did. Well, luckily, they wound up scoring. But still, but let's you know, it was still a great play by Daniel.
It was.
It's a zone read. He pulled it in. He saw Graham collapsing, and he took off. Look, Lamar Jackson did that to them last week for like a 40-something yard touchdown run.
Yeah.
So it was there.
Yeah.
You know, and a guy like veteran, a guy like Graham, who I was praising. Look, he's a veteran. He's not gonna lose. He lost it. He collapsed.
Yeah.
And there goes Jones. You know.
Yeah.
So that was a positive. Shep was a positive. Look now, Jerry, staying on the offense. Yeah. Andrew Thomas. Oh man.
Hey, you know what, Chris? Let's take our time with Andrew Thomas. Guys, between the NFL, college football, and Major League playoffs, there's no shortage of games to watch. And with thousands of lines available on all your favorite sports and events, you can turn your game day into payday with MyBookie. If you're the type of guy who likes to back the big favorites, consider putting a couple in a parlay for a much bigger payout. Not only do parlays make meaningless games exciting, but more importantly, they give you a chance to turn ordinary bets into a real moneymaker. And don't forget the dogs. They have a ton of value. The thing about the NFL is that underdogs are never really underdogs on Sunday. Every team truly has a chance to win, and you do too. Game spreads, championship futures, and player prop bets. It's never too late to get in on the action and start turning your sports knowledge into actual cash in your wallet. Sign up at MyBookie, and when you do, use your promo code GIANT to claim a deposit match dollar for dollar all the way up to $1,000. It's a bonus designed to give you a little help and a head start on your winning season. That's promo code GIANT. Sign up today to begin your winning season exclusively at MyBookie. So, Andrew Thomas, go ahead.
What can we say? He does not look good, and he seems to be regressing. He's now given up 6 sacks, 37 pressures.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you, Jerry, and I put it on Twitter last night during the game. I was surprised. I was surprised that he didn't lose any snaps to Pert.
I agree.
I mean, I don't know what Judge was doing there. I really don't. The kid was struggling. And to me, it's like, okay, all right, you don't want to call it, you know, Judge doesn't want to call it that, sitting down, benching, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
He likes to call it rotation. Okay, fine.
Right.
But where was the rotation there that Thomas played like every snap?
Yeah.
He rotated Pert over, you know, with Cam on the right side a few plays, just a few plays. But I don't get it. You see he's struggling. Why are we not putting a kid in there? I mean, get him out.
It was Shermer-esque when the you know, game one last year when Baker was just getting beat up all over the field. They didn't take him out, right? It was similar to that. And you know, I was shocked that he didn't come out at all. Shocked.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't quite get that move by Judge. I don't know if he feels he doesn't want to ruin the kid's car, you know. He doesn't want to shoot the kid down. Whatever confidence he has left, maybe they want to destroy it. I don't know.
Yeah, I think the frustrating thing with Andrew Thomas, too, is, Chris, and I'll talk about this for a bit, is they had the fourth pick. They had their pluck. They had their pick of the litter. Thomas, Wirfs, your guy Becton, who you received a lot of heat for. And look, I remember everything that's said on Twitter, guys. So the all of you going at Chris when he liked Becton, if you had to make that pick again, let me know who you would take. And Wills, right? So we had our pick. Talked to Dave Seibertson beforehand from Our Lads and said, Dave, what do you think here? And he made the comparison of Andrew Thomas to Eric Flowers. And I'm not calling him Flowers yet, but who feels good about this pick right now? And his technique is bad. He gets beat by speed rushers. I'm hoping he does well. You want him to turn it around, but to have your pick and take this kid and for him to struggle out of the gate like this, it's so alarming. The scouting process, the drafting, it's all alarming right now. And like you said, even why not put Pert in for him? And I don't want to always revisit the draft, but the reality is they chose him among the other four.
Yeah, and right now it looks like it's the worst pick.
Right.
Let's say like it is. It looks like it's the worst pick. The worst pick by Gettleman out of the four big guys coming out, right? He's rated fourth. He's given up the most pressures in the league. He's given up 6 sacks, and Jones saved him on a few more.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Let's not forget that. If this was Eli, he would have gave up about 11 sacks by now.
Give or take, yeah.
But it isn't Eli. It's Daniel. I understand that. But right. So, You know, Jerry, I looked at, you know, somebody put something in my ear last night about, hey, Chris, just to give you a little heads up, don't give up on Thomas yet. And I'm not, Jerry. You're not either.
No, no one is, right.
He's young. The kid is young in his career. And they said, look, take a look at Tyron Smith of the Cowboys. He struggled his first year, too. And I looked at it today, and Tyron gave up 8 sacks and like 40 pressures, whatever it was. So, point being, we're not comparing the two. All I'm saying is, okay, he's very young in his career. And let's see, Jerry, down the road, you know, he starts turning this around technique-wise and all that. Because right now, you know, it looks like, you know, this was not a good pick because this kid is regressing, right? Do you agree with that? He's regressing big time. And it's not, you know, the 7 games in now. We don't want to hear this crap anymore. Well, he's gone against, you know, elite edge guys every week. Yeah,
enough.
Guys, nobody wants to hear that anymore.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
First few games, okay, with the Bulls, you know, with the Chase Young. Who did they play opening day? Oh, yeah, the Dupree and the Watts, the open first few games. We are, okay. Mm. Okay, it's a tough way to start. This is 7 games in. Nobody wants to hear that crap anymore, man.
Right.
You got to get better now. You're a 4th overall pick in the draft. 4th.
Yeah.
4th big guy. I'm sorry, Jerry.
No, I think I like guys like Lane Johnson. He was a 4th overall pick. That's what you expect from a 4th overall pick. I know Lane Johnson, you know, it took you a couple years to really turn into Lane Johnson, but he didn't look like this, right? You expect a 4th overall pick, to your point, to come in and be better than what we're seeing now. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you look at the other kids that came out, you know, the Wirfs and Jarek Wills and, of course, Becton before he got hurt. And stop acting like these guys are going against high school kids. You know what I mean?
Yep.
They're going against real good quality edge guys, too.
Right.
Maybe then we could get into the comparison between Dupree and this one, whoever they're facing. Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
But this is the NFL, brother. You're facing somebody good every week.
Right. Yeah, it's well said.
And right now, you're not cutting it. And you know, I don't know if – I hope, and I don't think this is happening, but I hope it's not something where, you know, general manager tells the new coach, hey, this is my pick. Run with him. Stick with him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. We don't know that. Right. That's a
I don't
good point.
Know that. I'm not right. saying that. And trust me, I'm going to try to find that out, though, through a few people in the building. But I hope that's not the case because it kind of makes you wonder because last week, Jerry, Thomas misses a backside block.
Right.
On a 3rd and 1.
Yep.
And next thing you know, he's out.
Yeah.
Right? For a few series. They brought Pert in. The rotation brings Pert back in. Last night, the kid's really struggling. And it's like, oh, okay. So everybody on Twitter, me and you, Jerry, the whole world was like, okay, he's got to get Pert in there for a few series because Thomas is struggling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Surprising. That's all I'm saying. That was a little bit of a surprise, man.
Chris, you might want to check your messages, by the way. Do you think Andrew Thomas's future is more catered to being a right tackle from what you've seen so far? And maybe Pert plays left. Is it too early?
I'm sorry, Jerry, say it again.
Do you think Andrew Thomas is more meant to be a right tackle? And maybe Parrott left tackle? Or is it too early to ask you that question?
I think it's too early for that right now, Jerry.
Okay.
I think it's too early for that right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I wanted to get your perspective on the rest of the line last night. I thought Nick Gates played really well, and he's getting better and better. And maybe, you know, look, I said at least, that moving him to center, I thought it was a weird move, especially since there were centers to take in the draft. But it seems to be past few games, he's improved. I wanted to get your thoughts on Hernandez and Zeitler because it didn't jump off the screen at me that they were struggling. I thought Cox was actually held in check for most of the night. No? Or am I wrong?
Oh, they did a pretty good job on Cox.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he usually
destroys us.
Yeah. They did a pretty, you know, listen, he didn't blow up the game plan like he usually does, right?
Yeah, right.
Right? And it looked, I thought Gates did some real, I want to look at it again. You know, but I thought Gates played real well. I mean, especially that last drive, they opened up holes with Gorman and Lewis, you know?
Right.
And I thought he did, you know, I thought they did overall, you know, Zyla hasn't played that well this year, okay? But they weren't bad last night, Jerry. They weren't great,
right.
But they weren't bad. you know.
Right, right. It wasn't noticeable that they were getting blown up. Right.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, it was the usual, you know. Hernandez sometimes looked good, sometimes it was bad, you know. But I thought Gates, like I said it, I think Nick's getting better and better.
Yeah.
It looked like to me he had a lot of solid blocks last night. He passed pro'd well.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
So.
The last thing on the offense, I think we've covered most things we brought up before, but Wayne Gallman, it's good to see him get some carries. And what I thought might lead to a WIN last night was running out the clock finally, like having a team where we can run the ball, power run, get those first downs. And it looked like he was doing that. And then the Giants called a shotgun on that second down, and it was an RPO, and he gave it to Gallman and it got nothing or lost yards. And I thought that was a strange call since he was getting positive yards before that. Again, not blaming Garrett. Blame 30 other things before you get to Jason Garrett's play calling last night.
Yeah.
Other than the fact that I thought he did a couple of those end arounds at weird times when they were moving the ball. But anyway, I thought that was a strange play call, but it was good to see Gallman get involved and start to move the sticks. And he's a guy that we, for 2 years, have been saying, what is it about this kid? Why the hell can't he get in the game? But good to see him get yardage. Good to see him get playing time. Maybe he can build on that.
Hey, I tell you what, Jerry.
Yeah.
Tell me he's not running hard.
Hard, right, right. He is.
And he is running like, yeah. Come on, man. Give me some more opportunities here.
Yeah.
I could make some things happen. Look, he's not the most polished running back. We know that. But I tell you what, he was making some things happen in our last drive. I've been calling the last few weeks. You got to get Wayne some touches. I mean, he's averaging over five. I know limited touches, but he's averaging over five a carry, you know?
Yeah.
And you see the way he's running. It's like, you know, get this kid a couple more touches. You know, Freeman went out with the ankle injury and then Wayne got an opportunity, and I thought he ran really hard, man. The kid is running really, really hard, you know, and making some things happen, you know. So, what are you gonna say, man? You know, they ran the ball. You know what, Jerry? That last drive, man, between Gallman and then Deion breaking that one, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, what's set up here, you know?
Yeah.
And then a second down. They ran with Gallman again. He got stopped. But I didn't have a problem with that call, Jerry, you know?
Yeah.
Because they were running the ball well, you know?
I know, but it was out of the shotgun. I just thought it was a weird – I don't know. I didn't like the formation. I like just – Jones was under center the first couple of times. And he went to shotgun. It was, what are we throwing here? And then he handed off, and we were just having success in a normal formation. That's all. I didn't like it. And I said it at the time. This isn't Monday morning quarterbacking. And I thought if you're going to do that play, then – maybe Jones should have kept it and run around like he did before. Not obviously not get 80, but anyway, look, Ingram then dropped the pass, so it's all moot at this point. So, all right, defensively, we gave up 96 yards rushing. It felt like way more than that, right? Like especially in the second half. But the best part of this team are the front three, right? Or that rotation that they have. And Leonard Williams didn't jump off the stat sheet, but had a good game. And they had a sack at the end that was nullified by, you know, defensive holding penalty, which is, again, things you do when you don't know how to win. Right. But just overall, buddy, what'd you think of defense on the defensive side?
Look, like, as usual, Jeff, there was stretches in the game where they played really well.
Yeah.
Other stretches they didn't.
Yeah.
You know? Yep. I thought they played the run pretty, you know, pretty well. I understand what you're saying. It seemed like they gained more than 96 yards in a quarter.
Well, I couldn't believe it when I saw the stats at the end of the game. Yeah,
but it was 96 yards on 26 or 27, whatever. So they played, you know, they did a pretty decent job with Wentz.
Yeah,
you know,
they did.
Yeah. The one time Wentz got him, Leo kind of lost his rush lane there, and he got out, and Wentz got him. But other than that, they did a pretty good job on him.
Yeah.
Overall, I know Miles Sanders didn't play, but did a pretty good job against the run.
Yeah.
You know, but look, Wentz had 340 something, whatever he had yards,
349, I think it was.
349.
Crazy.
And then he was killing him at the end.
Yeah.
I thought they were a little soft at the beginning. They're playing that soft zone, and Wentz was killing him, you know?
Yeah.
And then he changed that up, and then at the end, you know, they went man there. They were, you know, the Lewis play killed him. You know, the Peppers play obviously killed him. He made some plays at a tight end, right?
Yeah.
Credit Wentz, man. He made some unbelievable throws. And the Giants had like 20-something pressures, Jerry. It wasn't like he was sitting back there all night, Wentz, with all the time in the world.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like the Giants can get the Giants have a pass rush. It's getting there. And these are the things you got to build on if you want to look at anything positive, right? And, dude, You said it early in the year. Cornerback two is going to be a problem, right? Like, there's no one there. I mean, we're relying on DeAndre Baker and Sam Beal, and we lost them both. And now it's who's available this week? Well, let's try Corey Ballantyne. All right, let's try Yadam. Let's try Ryan Lewis. Now Lewis came back down to earth and looked terrible last night. This isn't surprising. It's just
Listen, Jerry. Jerry. And the best part is that even if DeAndre, nothing happened there, we don't know what the hell we were getting from him either.
Sure, you know? or Sam Beal, right?
Or Sam Beal. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
You have a better chance of predicting what would happen to me jumping out of a helicopter. I mean, come on. You know what I mean? We had no idea what Beal was going to do. You know.
I'm trying to make the comparison. Like, Sam Beal is that. There's always a guy on a team that you've never seen play, but you're like, oh, we got to see him play. And I can't think of one in Giants past, or I'm trying to think of a Red Sox or somebody like he's that guy that's like, that's the guy we're waiting on. And I think sometimes Giant fans think that, and it's like, we've never seen him. We saw him play like 10 plays in his career. Like, I don't know what he is right now.
Well, you know what? It was one of those hyped up jobs by Gettleman. Oh, yeah, we like they stole him in his supplement.
No, he's like, you know, it reminds me of Ricky Ledé, the Yankee. Like, for years, everybody talked about Ricky Ledé. Then you saw him play and you're like, he's all right.
But you know what? At least you saw Ricky Ledé play.
Right, that's true.
To say he was, he's all right, you know?
Yeah, right.
We never really saw Beal. Only a little flashes of it, you know?
Yeah.
And I wasn't too impressed, by the way, in the flashes I did see him play.
No, nothing.
Obviously, Jerry, that's going to be a priority in the draft. We all know that. You know, we got James here a couple more years, but that's going to be a priority in the draft. I mean, and last night at Berthus, you know, Wentz, that's his first 300-yard game of the year, Jerry, last night Wentz.
Mm, yes. Yep.
You know?
Yeah. But I was going to say also, like, safety, had Nate Ebner out there. That was because of injuries, right? Like, I mean, he's out there. The other option is who? Like, Love was playing a lot of corner because Holmes is out, right? Like, it's not like there's a lot of options right now.
Well, they went a lot of dime, you know?
Right. So Ebner, Ebner had to be out there because people were saying, why is Ebner out there? It's like, well, I think that's what we have left on this team right now.
Well, yeah, they went with dime. You know, you saw Madre Hopper out there, unfortunately. You know, Holmes was inactive.
Chris, he should be launched today, right?
Yeah, him today. Holmes was inactive because of the neck injury.
Yeah.
So they were down to the three. Same thing like last week. You know, a lot of Ryan in the slot and then Love and Pep. And then they went dime. You know what I mean? So they, you know, they took the linebacker off the field and they, for the coverage with a 21-10 lead, Wentz obviously had to throw the ball every down, you know, but basically, you know, they come back and that's when you saw the Ebners and you saw the Madre Hoppers and it didn't work out, did it? You know, so not that Ebner did anything wrong. I've been on him. Look, I tweeted that in training camp about if this guy's playing, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
Not that he didn't blow anything up last night.
You know, when it was 21-10, he almost had an interception too. Right, like, and that's
right. So,
you know, I thought, but, like you said, maybe this is it. Maybe this is, we can break the streak. But oh well.
I mean, Jerry, look, Engram, he's got to make that play. The game's over if he does. The defense also has to get a stop when they need a stop. They just fail to do that. You know.
One more thing, and unless you wanted to talk about something else, but I thought Davante Downs for. I called you the second the game started. I'm like, why the hell try a rookie? Who cares? I don't care if you put in Cam Brown there. I don't care if you put in Brunson, who was activated. Oh, I don't want to see Downs. Downs actually played pretty well last night.
Yeah,
so I got it. That's my mea culpa. So, I mean, I called you the second the game started. And it's funny. I call Chris like, dude, I don't know. I don't know, man. You see me. We do this podcast. I make my suggestions. I was like, I'm not a coach. And I'm just like, I'm asking Chris for answers. And I'm not getting them because we don't have them. We don't know. We have no idea. But Downs played pretty well. So,
yeah, I thought Downs was real active, you know?
Yeah.
I think he missed an assignment. I'm not 100% on our Rodgers catch early in the first quarter there.
Yeah, Peppers was yelling at him, right?
Yeah, it looked like Peppers was yelling at him, but I thought he had some hits and pressures and a quarterback. He played. He was active. You know, he was active. I give him that, man. He played pretty good for them. You know, because I thought they were just going to go with Mayo a lot. Maybe Downs gets some few snaps. You know, but he wound up getting a lot of snaps. So that's where they're at there, my man. It's 1-6, with Tampa Bay in 10 days.
I want to end on one more thing. For those of you, and you know who you are, who got on Chris last week for tweeting, excited? No, I'm not excited about this win. How do you feel now? All right. Sorry to say I told you so, but you got so much shit for that tweet. And it's hard for me to contain myself because I want to jump in, but it's like, yeah, Chris can fight his own battles. I'm not going to jump in. Who the hell am I to do that? But at the same time, guys, I don't forget a damn thing. And for those of you who went at him nasty, not just, hey, I disagree. How do you feel now? You saw it again last night. That's why we didn't get excited, because they can't beat this team. And I don't know when they will. That's why. Thank you.
Yeah. And the best part about that tweet was that I was referring to myself. I'm not telling fans, hey, don't be excited.
And you know what,
guys? Do what you want. I was just talking about me. I'm not excited over that win.
If you care about how another Giant fan perceives a win or loss, get a life. Okay? And I'm not talking about radio hosts who try to get on you, who root for another team. That's different. I'm talking about if my buddies felt good about last night's loss because it was close, I don't care. That's your feeling. But to if you care about that, guys, come on. Get over yourselves. That's it. Ran over.
Jerry's social media rant.
I'm sorry, but it's like social. This is what's bad about social media. And it's like, it took every ounce of me not to put that tweet out last night, but I know we just would have got blasted. Like, hey guys, you still feel good about the win last week? Because I know everyone would have come from the clouds who doesn't follow us and say, you're the kind of Giant fan I hate. You guys suck. Okay, yeah, because we don't live and die with it too, right? Okay, great. That's all I got, buddy. Anything else? Well,
the best part about that tweet, I was talking about myself. I wasn't talking about some guys I don't know saying, don't be excited. You know, you could be whatever you want. I was just talking about, like, I was trying to give, like, the big picture. Like, don't get too excited. I know it's a win, but you got to look at the big picture, you know?
Exactly. And that's exactly what we said when we got on the podcast. Right. We're happy they won, but excited? No, let's beat Philly first. Right. And now we're 1-6. So we're not excited anymore.
Hey, Jerry, the best part was, dude, when it was 21-10, you know, I actually started getting a little like, oh, all right here. You know, if they hold on here, this is going to be a real interesting rest of the season, right? I started feeling like, holy crap. This is, look, the beating up on the Eagles here, looking good. And then, you know, obviously we know what happened, but that was the best part because I was all ready to, you know, they would have held on. I was like, all right, look. This is some pretty good, exciting stuff right now because they're not a really good team. But here we are. Everybody has two wins, one win, right?
I saw the Judge kids doing the sprinkler. They were all excited. I was like, look at this. Judge's family celebrating. Yeah.
Right? I was all ready to propose a statue for Joe Judge, the coach that beat the Eagles finally, you know?
I know.
All kidding aside, you know, but woof, once again. But they get a shot at them in a couple of weeks again at home, and we'll see what happens, dude, you know?
Keep the faith, man. We'll turn this around eventually, guys. We will. I think we have the right man, at least at head coach. And I think we're going to get another high draft pick. And it's a matter of who's making that pick and what direction we're going. But the positives to take were the play of Daniel Jones. And all right. What else you got? Anything else?
No, listen. We talked about it a lot.
Yeah, so. I know. Sorry. I was trying to think of another positive last night.
We talked about it a lot. So, yeah.
All right.
It is what it is. You know, it is what it is right now. It's just a lot of, you know, we can't keep repeating. We'll just keep getting into it each week. Well, next game's in 10 days, Jerry. Gets a real good Tampa Bay team, you know. And so it's going to be a struggle, man. It's going to be a struggle. Would have been real good if they would have won last night. It would have been interesting. You know, but now it's like, okay, you know, what are we doing? You know, so
let's please not get murdered on Monday Night Football and embarrass ourselves. Because our, you know what? I don't know if you guys have noticed, we're not the best Monday Night Football team. But we'll do one podcast next week, guys. We'll preview. We'll make our picks. We'll go back to picks. Sorry, we skipped them today. We actually broke even from last week. So Chris is still up 5. Anything else, my friend?
No, that's it, man. Listen, listen, brutal loss. We all know that. So we'll talk soon. We'll talk next. What are we going to do? One next week, Jerry?
We already did the post game. We'll do a preview next week. We'll do one. Right. Try to do Wednesday, Thursday. We'll try. I don't want to hold anybody accountable, Chris, or me, but we'll figure it then. So
yeah, all right, everybody. So we'll talk next week. We'll preview the Buck game and what else is going on in the building.
Yep. And, maybe there's been a trade or two. Who the hell knows?
Or maybe some more hot rumors right before the 31st. We'll see what happens.
That's so, right.
Talk soon.
All right, Giant fans, to order a subscription to the Giant Insider, go to www.thegiantinsider.com. Go to magster.com for a digital subscription, M-A-G-Z-T-E-R, and download the Giant Insider app from the App Store. Hang in there, Giant fans. Keep the faith. Sundays are Giant days. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.